Well, I have two children. One is 24. That's my daughter, and my son is 18. And I was married to Stephen Kennedy. I know the night before that happened, I was with him, and we were walking in the mall and talking, holding hands. And then he said, "Well, I'll meet you at home." He was actually on his way to get his hair cut. But then he called me and told me he was not going to get his hair cut. He was going to stop at a friend's house. And that was actually the last time I actually saw him that night, April 11th, 2019. I didn't talk to him anymore up until he told me he was hanging out with a friend at Pottawatomie. So when I got down to Pottawatomie, and before I could do that, he called my phone and told me that he may not be able to come at home at that point. It didn't appear that he was in harm's way at that point. So I went home, called him continuously. And then when he did answer, I did notice that there was something unusual going on. I just couldn't really pinpoint it. I didn't hear from him pretty much anymore after that. I was upset. I just knew something wasn't right. Then when I woke back up, and I seen a detective car pull up outside the house. You know, I let him in. They asked me my name. I told him my name. Asked me, "Does Stephen live here?" And I said, "Yeah." When he showed me the picture and asked me if I knew him, I said, "Yeah, that's him." He started asking questions. "Okay, when the last time you seen him?" I said, "Hold a minute, wait a minute. What's going on? Is my husband okay?" One of the detectives kind of blurted out, like, "He's dead. He was shot 6 times, left in the alley." I kind of just kind of stood up and kind of embraced myself to just kind of grasp what he actually told me. I just think that when they go to people's houses, they should have like a chaplain there, because this might be routine to them, but it was real personal. They do this every day, but they don't know, like, the person that they have to deliver this information to, how they gonna take it. They took my phone, they fingerprinted me. They took them there, so they took me back to the crime scene and everything to try to explain to them exactly what I remembered that night. Not to thinking that I was a suspect at that point, because I'm his wife. I was trying to help them do their job. I mean, there's no comforting word or message that you can tell somebody. It's just really can't explain it. There's nothing to understand. That the only thing that I know, that he's never coming back. I have to try to deal with that every day. I see him all the time. It's his presence all the time. And the person that he was, he would want me to be happy. I know he want me to move on with life. He want me to be happy, and he want me to continue to do the right thing to other people, helping people and stuff like that. That's what he would want. That's the only thing that keeps me going. That's it. But they need to work together to try to bring some type of resolution to what's going on in the city. That, you know, this does not continue to happen to other families, young men, young women in our community. Educate our men, our women, our kids on basically how to love and to respect each other, because we can't change what happened, but we can change how things are being done so that it doesn't happen again.